Oh, great. And absolutely nothing's happening. Now, wait a minute. This was working before 5 minutes ago. This was working. What is the deal? Huh. I'm not 100% sure what I've done wrong now. But it sounds like we're not going to have any audio. This is just terrific. All right. I checked everything moving from one studio to another, and I guess I forgot to check the audio. Now, this is going to be a real problem with the bumper stumpers, and I have seven of them picked out. So I guess I disconnected some things. Yeah. Oh, God. You know, in preparation of the move. And apparently I disconnected something I shouldn't have. So we'll see what we can do about that. But in the meantime, other than the bumper stumpers, we can proceed. Yes, with your requests and everything else. So, all right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh is the phone number for 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia. And why, oh, why didn't I check this earlier? Yeah, I did check it at a distance, but that wouldn't tell me there was a problem here. But all right, enough about that. We'll move directly on to, oh, before I move directly on to Billy Bob, I should say we have a straggler from last week, and it will go away in next hour if you don't get it at the end of the hour, because that's the end of the show tonight. In India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows. Students are lobbying for the right to do this all across the country, actually, so it's not an isolated thing. But yeah, the right to do what? All right, so there's your question. Now, when you don't know mine, and of course you may never hear the bumper stumpers the way it's going, but when you don't know any of them either, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit, as we prove every week on that. All right, so let's see what we can do with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. So, all right, Billy Bob, welcome.
Hey, 70th time caller.
How about that?
Did I get one question before my quiz?
Yeah, sure. Let me look at the little request sheet so I don't lose it. And I know it was here.
You
I've lost the sheet.
was talking about was it Gene Fadden? Is that his first name?
Well, I don't know if I was talking about
back
him.
In the '60s, a lover's question. It's a lover's question. Who did that one?
Clyde McFadder.
Clyde, that's the one.
Clyde
If you do,
McFadder. Yes.
yeah, if you want to play that one for me, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. You get it? All right. All
I don't
right.
even know why, but you were talking about him there last week.
Oh, probably played something by him in last week's bumper stumpers.
Yeah.
All right, so 5 by 5, you got to get 4 out of 5, and that's it. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Who created Saturday Night Live?
Gene McMichaels or something?
Lorne Michaels.
Oh.
Okay, so we're not going to give you that, but which TV show included Karnak the Magnificent?
Johnny Carson.
Absolutely. It's commonly believed, although I don't think we have any proof of it, that there's a sucker born every minute was first said by whom?
P.T. Barnum.
Absolutely. Which medical drama has been on for over 20 years and takes place in Seattle?
General Hospital? Show property?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talk to
I'm
you next week. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You know what? Without a battle.
All
Have a good
right.
one.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we've got Ruth and Gurnee. Now, she wants pennies trivia, so I need to find out first if we're talking about coins or JC. So before we do anything else, Ruth, are we talking about pennies as in the coins, or are we talking about the department store?
Position, but it's definitely the coin.
All right, then
The
hang on.
backbone of America.
All right, don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right, and we'll get back to Ruth and her coins. We can do pennies trivia. Why not? But I thought maybe we're doing JC penny trivia. We can do that too. But right now, Chevy Drive Chicago is giving you the chance to win the car you want. It's pick it, win it, drive it from Chevy Drive Chicago. 4 great choices from which to choose. Need a dependable truck? Pick the Silverado. Ready to go EV? The Equinox EV is perfect. Want an SUV? The Blazer or the Equinox is what you need. Entering is easy. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. In the meantime, shop your pick at your local Chevy dealer. Proud official partner of your Chicago Bears. All right, so we thought we fixed it, but clearly we haven't. All right, and I'm not sure why. But so you don't get a bumper stumper yet. Be thinking about that, by the way. John come in here, and I said, all right, I'm tracing the path, and I don't see it. So I know it's playing. I can tell it's playing. I'll also check audio on the board. But all right, in the meantime, yes, we have Ruth and Gurney back to her pennies trivia. So all right, Ruth, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm not going to ask you if you've missed me, but I've missed you. Mostly, it's the music. I just miss all the selections, whether they're requested songs. By the way, I'd like to request Pennies from Heaven.
Oh, okay.
Since that's my trivia question.
All right.
And I just should bring up a commercial for the Chevrolet, because I have a story about how close I was involved, divine intervention, with the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah?
But we do that for another day. I made a mistake, and I lost that extra niche that I had to the Magic Kingdom in California, Los Angeles. I let something slip through my fingers, and that's how they managed to make a scoring point at the last minute. It was so close. We were
Wait one second. I fixed it. All right. While we're talking, I'm glad you're telling me stories, because I managed to run it down and fix it. All right. So all's back.
Yeah, it's not your fault about what's going on with your bumpers. It's divine intervention.
Oh, no, it's really not divine intervention. It's my stupidity. All right. But that's
okay. Oh, you made me laugh. You made me laugh so much last week, I couldn't believe it. When you told somebody, I'm dumb and stupid, I thought, that made me laugh, you know. I thought, wow, you, you answered that question, and I just went into hysteria. It was too funny, you know, to believe those two words.
Oh, no,
there was more to it.
No, believe me, if you follow me around for a while, you'd realize. Trust me.
Hardly.
All right.
Don't come near it with a 10-foot pole.
So here's
all right,
we got pennies. Go ahead.
I wanted to mention that I have some really fantastic solutions for Fran. I'll try tomorrow night to give her some information about some of her side effects. So
okay.
Back to our trivia.
All right. Now, we all know, as of 1909, Abe Lincoln became the first president to ever be on a coin. He was on a penny to this day. What was the original design before Abe?
Before Abe. Okay, I'm just going to take a guess on this. I really haven't studied it a whole lot. That used to be my phone number for years, 17 years, from around like 546-1909. And that's what got me thinking about that penny that came in to fruition in 1909. Could it be the statue of Lady Liberty with the Indian headdress?
You know, it may be. Here's what it is. A flowing hair Liberty portrait. So I'll give it to that. And it's a 15-link chain on the reverse side. So as far as that flowing Liberty, sure, I'll give it to you.
All right. Well, God bless you.
Yeah, I was going after the chains, but that's okay. The flowing Liberty thing is on the other side. So, yeah, good enough.
Okay.
All right.
Good enough.
Well, Hank,
good
thanks.
Night.
All right,
Thank
thanks.
You.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. So all's well again, and you'll hear your first bumper stumper after the news, I guess. All right. So, oh, man. Yeah, all of a sudden occurred to me what it might be. Marty is in Whiting. Marty, welcome to WGN Radio.
How are you doing, Raleigh?
Oh, I'm better now. How about yourself?
Can't complain.
Good. So what are we doing? We're doing charts?
Rock and roll from 1969.
All right, 1969, you say, and the Hot 100. This week in 1969?
Yeah, but this is my first time doing trivia, so yeah, what you said.
But any week you want, you know, I aim to please. I got them all, but usually people pick the same week. But if you got another week in 1969 you like, give it to me.
Now, you know what? I'll let you pick the week. Cause I know a lot about rock and roll, so I mean, I got all kinds of weeks in my head, but I'll let you pick
all
the
week. And of course, when you say rock and roll, you know this is top 40. This is the Hot 100. There's no album charts involved. All right.
Okay.
Number one, Crimson and Clover. Oh, this was a big hit.
Tommy James.
Yes, absolutely. And the Shondells. Number two, Everyday People.
Sly Stone.
Yep. Number three, Sly and the Family Stone, of course. That's right. If you're close enough, you're going to get it. Number three, Worst That Could Happen.
Ooh, Worst That Could Happen.
Johnny Maestro was the lead singer, and they originally were the Crests, but they changed their name in 68, actually, and put this out in 69.
I've got some of the lyrics in my head right now. That one I do not know.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm.
All right. Number four, you'll know this one, Touch Me.
Oh, the Doors.
Yes. Number five, Build Me Up, Buttercup.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite songs, too, but... Yep, that one I don't know.
The Foundations. All right, number six, I Started a Joke. They were a joke, but they came back big. Yes, exactly, came back big in the latter 70s. Number seven, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
We could go Marvin Gaye.
Yes, you're done. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, number eight, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. And it was the one that became the hit, not Madeline Bell and not Dee Dee Warwick.
Say that title one more time.
I'm going to make you love me. Yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will.
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, you have.
I forgot.
Supremes and Temptations. They wound up having the hit. But originally Dee Dee Warwick, and then Madeline Bell did a really nice version on Phillips. But I'm going to make you love me. Yes, I will. Yes. Let me find that here. I'm sure you know this song. It's one of those. Let's see.
I'm familiar more with the Temptations than I am. You said Diana Ross?
Yeah, the Supremes and the Temptations together.
I probably have heard it, but I just didn't ring a bell.
Okay. If you were listening to the radio back then, it was almost impossible that you you didn't hear it. So let's see. Here we go. You'll know it instantly, I think.
I'm gonna do all the things for you. Oh, yeah. A girl wants a man to do.
Oh, baby. Yeah, because that was a big hit. All right.
Yeah.
So, indeed. And yes, and like I say, could have said Dee Dee Warwick or Madeline Bell or the Supremes and Temptations. I'd have taken any of them. All right. So, number nine. Oh, God, it's an instrumental. Hang 'em High.
Hang 'em High. Hang 'em High.
You got to hear
probably something I've heard in the past, but I can't think of it.
No, Booker T and the MGs.
Hang 'em High, huh?
Hey, don't remember that one either. Well, let's see. Maybe it'll sound familiar. That's not the hit version. That's Hugo Montenegro doing it. But in any event, you've already lost three of them, so we probably don't need to ask you number 10. But just for the hell of it, Can I Change My Mind?
That one, got to take a pass on that one too, Riley.
That was Tyrone Davis on Dacker. All right.
I wonder if I've even heard that one. Probably not.
Oh, no, I think you have. Where were you living when in 1969?
In Encino, California.
Oh, well, definitely.
But I was only six.
Oh.
I was only six.
All right, yeah.
But like you, I'm a big movie buff, a music buff.
Yeah, well, you know, I would think if you were paying any attention or your parents were paying any attention, this was a big
didn't bat an eye. As I packed my bags to leave, I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room.
sound familiar at all?
No, it doesn't. To be honest with you, no, it doesn't.
That was a big hit in L.A. KHJ and KRLA both played the hell out of it. But, of course, you were 6 years old, so what do you know? But next time, pick a different year. But call me back and do it. I'll look forward to it.
Hey, what? I've got a real quick question for you. Have you ever heard of Hayden Thompson?
Yeah.
He passed away December 31st. I just read that in the Chicago Tribune this morning.
Oh, no, really? We were talking about him last week, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a rockabilly guy. And one of the people who listens to the show used to drive professionally, and Hayden did as well. And so he worked with the guy, and the guy had said, yeah, I made records. And he was like, really? And he looked him up and said, yeah, he really did. But it's not a name that most people would know, but he was...
No.
He's in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they put that in the article, too. They had a real nice article, but... And like you just said, he got out of the music business for a while because he just wasn't, you know, making it big. And then he did limo driving until people in Europe started listening to rockabilly. And rockabilly musicians, hey, you know, let's go to Europe. So he got back in the business again.
Well, exactly. And that, in fact, the guy who calls the show drove limo, and that's why he knew him. But yeah, not unusual, and also not unusual that Northern Soul brought back so many of our records back to us because they were huge in Great Britain. So yeah. All right. Well, I'm delighted.
Well, maybe some other night. I'll have to request that for a song. Not tonight, but I know you're busy. So.
Well, no. Tell me which one you want to hear by him.
You know, I don't have the article right in front of me.
Okay.
He had a big song when he was like, 16, and he made this record. But when I call you back some other time, I'll make sure I have it ready.
Yeah, because he was first. The first album he put out was on Cap, because he recorded on Cap. And there's a lot of things. It was called Here's Hayden Thompson, and there's a number of things in there, including his version of These Boots Are Made for Walking. You probably don't want to hear that, and others. But yeah, he did some other stuff. So I will if I don't hear what from you, I will just pick it out.
Okay. Well, one night this week, you're only doing like a half an hour or something, you said?
Is that this week? Let me see. No, tonight, of course, we were delayed by an hour. Let's see what's happening.
I know. Right.
Okay, so this is the second. Tomorrow night's a full show. No, these are all full shows. So call back tomorrow night or Wednesday night or whatever. I'm stuck from 10 to 1. I'll be right here.
All right, nice talking to you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, yeah. Bye. So going absolutely nowhere, I tell you. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And, I love it when Chris calls because we do the country charts, which is always a lot of fun, and we'll start before the news. We have Bob keeping me in line tonight. He's not like Adam. He doesn't give me an inch, I'll tell you what. So we'll start with the charts, and I'll try to watch the clock. But, Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio. Oh, no, don't tell me. And here I was so happy that I fixed it. Well, we'll try this. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And obviously it's the first one I played, so I don't expect you to get the theme. Guessing the artist in this case, even if I played more of them, would be much easier than guessing the theme, but go for it. It was a hit. Well, kind of. All right, so I think we're back together with Chris, and we are going to hear the story. So, Chris, tell me all about it.
Okay. Dance Only With Me, the song I requested a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
My mother dug that out of a cutout bit.
Okay.
Thinking she'd like the B-side.
Uh-huh.
Because she didn't particularly care for a night's rendition of it, but I liked the A-side, so I listened to it. Flash forward to the fourth grade, which is about 67, 68. By that time, I was in the country, which is why I'm doing the country charts now. We're in the late 60s.
Right.
And classmate comes up to me, tells me this joke. Did you know that if Doris Day married Robert Knight, she'd be Doris Day and Knight?
Yes.
Which, of course, yeah, I thought, how does she know about Robert Knight?
Right. Yeah, the hell with the joke. Why do you know who Robert Knight is? Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I heard Everlasting Love until the remake came out.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I was that deep into country at the time, or M.O.R. to make my mother happy.
Right.
And I almost never heard Top 40, so I had no idea that Robert Knight had a hit like 5 years after Dance Only With Me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that was Buzz Kaysen who produced that stuff. And a year or so later, actually, Robert Knight cut a Ray Stevens written song, Isn't It Lonely Together? So that was somewhat country on Elf.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and a bunch of stuff. All right, so country. And yes, in 1969, around that time, and I remember it oh so well, I was kind of into country too, because Top 40 had left me in the dust long ago. And at that point, a lot of the soul stuff was getting a little too psychedelic and a lot of meaningful and all that stuff. And I'm like, let me just go to country for a while. So I can relate. I absolutely can. All right, so number one. Oh, this one's easy. A couple of them are really easy, and some of them this week I looked at and I thought, God, I don't think I could know. All right, so number one, Daddy Sang Bass.
That would be Johnny Cash with the Statler Brothers.
Yep, Johnny Cash will take it. All right, on Columbia. Number two, When the Grass Grows Over Me. Number two, mind you. And by the way, he hadn't changed labels yet. He was still on MusiCorps.
George Young.
Yes, of course. I knew, because you knew I wasn't saying Gene Pitney, so who else could you name? All right. Well, I guess the Times, but not then. Number three, Until My Dreams Come True. On Decca, and we actually talked about this guy, I think, last week. I think.
Jack Green?
Yes, absolutely right. Number four. Oh, all together now. The Carroll County Accident.
I actually bought that record, Porter Wagner.
Yeah, by dark and night, I dropped the ring into a well and took the sacred oath that I would never tell the truth about the Carroll County accident because they ordered Dad a marble monument. Yeah, yeah, that's country supreme right there. I always liked it. All right, so moving along after that, we now get to Yours Love. See, this is where I'd fail. I'd look at this and go, I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of sounds familiar, but can you give me any kind of hint or maybe just hear it?
Big act. I think Joe Simon did it too. But let's see. Let me find the version that's country, though. Here we go. I'll play it for you, and then you'll absolutely know. All right. No, that's not the one I'm looking for. Oh, God, apparently everybody and their brother did this song, including Dolly and Porter and Jerry Wallace, and none of that is what's on the charts. But let's see if we can't pull this here. If I go. Oh, here we go. All right. Here we are.
May the fruit of Waylon
Jennings.
Exactly, yes. Yes, Yours Love, which for whatever reason, everybody and their cousin recorded that damn thing. All right. Number six, The Ballad of $40.
Tom T. Hall.
Yes. Number seven, To Make Love Sweeter for You. I know you can do this. What?
Can you give me some kind of a hint?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of Peck's bad boys. Wouldn't only think about him as country. Let me see if I can find it. I mean, let's face it, when it comes down to it, Hank Williams, of course, was the bad boy. But obviously, he was long gone by then. So this guy was a rock and roller and a country singer later, much later. But Make Love Sweeter, I'm sure.
Here was he on Decca?
No. He was actually on this song. He was on Smash. But don't let that bother you. Here he is.
Well, I'd like to.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Of course, yeah. Who else could it be? Yeah, I figured you know it right from the piano riff. All right. Number eight. Darling, You Know I Wouldn't Lie. And this is another old rock and roller who turned country, probably bigger country, but started out as a rock and roller.
He's on Decca, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, Conway Twitty.
Absolutely. All right, number nine, Good Time Charlie.
I'm picture the artist. Song about a troublemaker, Good Time Charlie, about 2 miles from town, across the railroad track.
Yeah, and he had a huge
back.
Right, huge truck and hit too, so you can do this.
Yeah, I'm going up on his name though. That's the problem.
Well, I'll give you the big hit and then you'll know his name. Girl on the Billboard.
Because I'm going blank on the name. I know the artist.
Oh,
I,
you absolutely do. Absolutely.
I know. I'm going to hate myself.
Well, hear a little of them, and then I'll put you out of your misery. But here's what it sounded like.
Well, I know a place called Good Time Charlie's. A little four-piece band swinging out of sight. And I'll be here. If you want a party from 9 in the morning till 12 night, 2 miles from town.
It's Del Reeves.
Del Reeves, yeah.
Yeah, Girl on a Billboard. All right. And number 10, I know you know this. The girl most likely to wind up in an jam.
I don't know that one.
You're killing. Oh, how can you not know this? I was sure you'd know this. And that's the part I like to wind up in an jam. So let me find it. Most likely. I'm sure it's here. Yeah, right. All right. So here she is.
Well, the teacher's pet was Susie Grouch, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Miss Goody Two Shoes in sorority, and I was little Miss Nothing, and they thought of me as the girl most likely. Yeah, yeah, the girl most likely to wind up in a jam. They judged by the way I the way I am. Well, I guess it's true, I look the part, but develop.
Doesn't sound familiar.
No, I don't think I've ever heard it.
Well, you certainly heard the singer.
Voice.
Yeah, the voice is what we were going on. I know.
Yeah, and Yeah. And again, just like with Del Reeves, I know the voice. I can't put the name to it. I know it's not Jeannie Shepherd, but I'm going to say it anyway, just so
oh
I
my God.
Don't give up.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't know what Jean Shepherd would think if she was ever mistaken for Jeannie C. Riley, but...
Oh, yeah. See, now that's just it. I had never heard that song before.
The Girl Most Likely was out before Harper Valley PT. Well, actually, around the exact same time. But it was another one of those Shelby Singleton records. And, he produced it and all that. Yeah, The Girl Most Likely. Top 10 record country. I don't know where you were.
Oh, well.
Playing it on my country stations. But
oh, well. Can I make a request before I go?
Of course you can. And what would that be?
One more country selection.
Okay.
I call it the last real country song.
Oh.
But it's fairly recent.
Okay.
Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. You got it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, I can't remember if I did this or not, so I'll do it now on WGN Radio. Oh, no. Oh, here we are again. I was trying to get rid of the hum fool that I am and managed to kill the audio. I know. I should be better prepared for this, but then again, there's a lot of things I should do. So you'll hear the next bumper stumper right after the news, because that's the best I can do. All right, and I'm looking at this thing. Why? All right, well, I'll cry during the news. Now, with that in mind, let's see what's going on. Oh, hanging around. Oh, Jimmy P has a six-pack. Oh, good. All right, Jimmy P, welcome back to WGN. Well, that didn't work. All right, now wait a minute. Did Jimmy P go away? I think so. But here he is. He's calling back. All right, so now we got Jimmy P. Are you there, Jimmy P?
Yes, I am, Raleigh.
All right.
Listen, I've got two things I want to... I got a six-pack, if you play it, please.
Yes.
All right, number one is Darling, Listen to the Words of This Song by Ruth McFadden.
Right.
Number two is I Know Better by the Flamingos.
Okay.
Number three is Tonight Could Be the Night by the Velvets.
Uh-huh.
Number four is Chop Chop Boom by the...
Dandeliers. Okay.
Number five is Lily May Bell.
Oh, okay. Lily
May Bell by the Valentine.
Right.
And number six is It's a Shame by the Spinners.
Oh, a fine choice. All right, all good.
Number two, I want to talk to you about that policeman, that Chicago policeman that's been on, he's retired, but he was on the force for 20 years.
Yeah.
His name is Dennis. I'm a retired Chicago cop.
Yeah.
I was on the job for 34 years, and then I got hurt. I had to quit. But I wonder if I ran into this, if we crossed paths at one time. So if he's listening, Jimmy P is, well, naturally, that's my name. And I worked in the 9th and 8th and this. So if he's aware of me... if he wants to call the station, you call you, I mean. And
all right.
I was just wondering if I crossed back. He said he got shot twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if I'd like to talk to him to see if I, if he's listening, if he'd call you, and then I could call back and maybe talk, exchange notes or something.
Okay.
So. All right. So all right, you got my...
Deal. Yes, I do, and you will hear them tomorrow night.
All right, Raleigh.
All right, thanks.
Thank you
very Appreciate
much.
It. All right, you betcha. All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, I'm pretty sure that I can figure out the audio. Why should I say I'm sure of anything? But before the end of the show, right after the news. But if not, that gives me 21 hours to figure it out before tomorrow night. All right, well, there you have it. Mark is in Aurora. Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good almost morning.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
This week, 1972.
All right. All right. So let's see what we got for this week, 1972. All right. Oh, here we are. Here we are. Looking at the You were listening to the radio then, were you? All right, let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody had to be. Number
that
one.
Was the year, that was the year I bought a Grundig for the first time.
Oh, well, very nice.
Grundig portable radio.
Well, you'll know them all. You ready?
Okay.
Number one, American Pie.
Don McLean.
Number two, Let's Stay Together.
Al Green.
Number three, Brand New Key.
Melanie Sufka.
Number four, Day After Day.
Bad Finger.
Number five, Without You.
Nilsson.
Yes, absolutely. Number six,
Harry Nilsson.
Never Been to Spain.
Free Dog Night.
Yeah.
Better, I love that song.
Better than Never Been to Me. Number seven, Sunshine.
Oh. Jonathan Edwards.
Number eight, Precious and Few.
A Climax.
Yeah, number nine, Hurting Each Other.
The Carpenters.
And number 10, Joy.
Apollo 100. I love that song.
We knew we'd find you. All right, now, we knew somebody did. Let's see how far you get. Number 11, Clean Up Woman. What a great song.
Yeah, that's Betty Wright. Her first top 40 song was when she was 14, and she did that one when she was 17.
Yeah, she was a year out of high school because she graduated 71 from Notre Dame in Miami.
Oh.
Number 12, Down by the Lazy River.
Oh, the Osmond Brothers.
I'm afraid so. Number 13, Scorpio.
Aha, uh-huh, Dennis Coffey.
Yep. Number 14, Anticipation.
Harley Simon.
Number 15, You Are Everything, and Everything Is You.
The Stylistic.
Yep.
Number, they got their name from a suit company.
Yep. Number 16, Sugar Daddy.
No, it's not Al Wilson. It's
It's a group.
Oh, it's a group.
Yeah. Kids.
You want to play it?
No, but I will. I don't know if I can. No, the problem isn't that. I don't know if I can. Like I say, I think I just blew the audio again, and I'm not sure how. Because I had it fixed there, and then I decided, idiot that I am, oh, well, let me get rid of that. All right, yeah, all right. I've got the whole thing all right. So does it come up here? Yes, I'm afraid it comes up here, but I'm not 100% sure that we will hear anything, actually, at all. But we'll try it. Oh, we did hear it.
Jackson 5?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I was saying, you got to know this. Okay, number 17, a record I actually like, Drowning in the Sea of Love.
Oh, yeah, that one is, I know the guy's name, for heaven's sake. Oh gosh, why is it slipping my mind?
Yeah, because he had hits.
Oh, I know he did.
And had stuff on Soundstage 7, but this was on Spring.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got to go to the news. I'll let you think about it. Hang on, and then we'll come right back to you right here.
All right.
Because I know on WGN Radio.
Every time I call your name, I get such a thrill like in his play. Honey, that I'm your man. We fell in love on a Wednesday morning with all of our heart and soul. And people, I know you should have been there to see my girl rock and roll. And she said, ah-ah-ah-ah-dee-da-dee-da-da. Every time she cha-cha-cha. She said, ah-ah-ah-ah-dee-da-dee-da-da. Her love for me is wider than the ocean, goes deeper than the sea. Oh, she make me feel so good, and she rock and roll for me. And she say, ah, 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 ah
Every time you cha-cha-cha, she says, ah-ah-ah-ah-ah-dee-da-dee-da-da.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Fine beach music song as far as that goes, but of course he had hits, that wasn't one of them. Although, Quasi, who is he? And what's the theme? You've only heard two records so far, but there you go. We'll see if I can play more. That'll be a challenge. Now, Mark in Aurora here, we left him with a Drowning in the Sea of Love.
I think I remembered. It's Joe Simon.
Absolutely, it is Joe Simon.
By the way, there are three male soul singers that I can think of who have first names that they're full names. One is Rick James from 1978. He did You and I. Then there's Joe Simon. And then there's Steveland Morris.
Yeah. Well, that's Stevie
who became
Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, right. Now, what do they all have in common? I mean, I don't understand how they all...
They have first names as their full names. Morris could be a first name.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right.
Simon could be a first name.
Yeah. I see.
And Rick James, they're both first names.
I see. All right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, you got them, so excellent. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're still on the count up.
You want to see where you fail? Okay, so
let me go
back to that a moment here.
Note her optimism.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let me get that book out. Because we're going to do 1959 with Ralph. I'm thrilled about that. Finally. All right, so now let's see.
Number 18.
Yep. All right, so got to get back to 18. The chart here. Here we are. I got it. Yes, so Drowning in the Sea of Love, number 18. Oh, God. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Well, it's either New Seekers or the
Yes, that's it.
Singers.
You got it, New Seekers.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Stay With Me.
Oh, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, Faces. Good enough.
Yeah.
And now we got number 20. It's a remake, of course. Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Robert John.
Yep. 21, Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Oh, boy. Can you play it?
There's a big country record, and it's a big country act. And I got a funny story about that, too, coming up. But he was a big country act in spite of, let me get you.
This may be the one that gets me.
It shouldn't be, because this was such a huge hit, and this guy is so big. So I'm hoping that you will immediately recognize his voice.
Whenever I chance to meet...
Oh, is it Charlie Pride?
Yes, it absolutely is Charlie Pride. And
guess we go on to number 22.
Yeah, and it was funny on that Charlie Pride thing, because, of course, he was on, as you well know, he was on RCA, and it was a meeting of A&R and promotion talking about who they were going to sign, and so they were playing demos, and they were playing demos and all that, and they had pictures, and so they played this demo, and then they had passed the picture around, of course, Charlie Pride, good-looking African-American gentleman, and one of the guys who was head guy, I won't mention any names, but head guy at RCA said, no, not that guy, the guy who's singing that. And, you know, you don't understand.
Yeah.
That's the guy who's singing
Charlie,
that.
I didn't know Charlie Pride was Afro-American.
African-American, he absolutely was.
Okay.
All right. Number 22, which queen of New Orleans, as they said it?
Oh, Redbone.
Yes, Patton Lally Vegas, absolutely right. Number 23, Black Dog.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. 24, Lee Vaughn.
Elton John.
25, Fire and Water. Aha, uh-huh. Here's where we got you.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I do too.
Can I hear it?
I don't know. Let's see. See what we can do here. I don't know.
Fire and Water.
Let's see. Can you? Yeah, I think you can, actually. Amazing, but true.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Every single day, I got a heartache coming my way. I don't want to say goodbye, but look at the tears you made me cry. I don't want to say goodbye.
Oh, four cops?
Wilson Pickett, the Wicked Pickett.
Oh, Wilson Pickett. Oh, boy. Well, I got pretty far.
You, my God, yes. That was two dozen right there, 24. You betcha.
Okay.
Yes, impressive.
Okay.
All right. And you recognize Charlie Pride. So, all right. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will add to your stash. Don't go away.
Okay. All right.
So we'll confirm that address with John. Let me put him on hold here. See if I can manage that. Not managing much tonight, so it seems. All right. So 888-876-5593. We're going to do some lyrics. That's one of my favorite things, too. So Fran is in Austin. How you feeling, Fran?
I'm hanging in there. Actually, I called because I know a bumper, but if somebody got the bumper before me, which they didn't, did you play the Cookies?
I did play the Cookies.
So you can't mistake that Earl Jean.
Earl
voice.
Jean, that's absolutely right. You cannot.
I love her.
All right. So I'll have to print this out and save lyrics for you next time. All right. So I'll print, print this out.
I have a couple of requests.
You do, do you?
I have a couple of requests.
All right. Yeah.
All right. One I want to hear is Etta James' Pushover.
Oh, a fine song. Okay.
And I want to hear In Every Beat of My Heart and Dedicate It to Gary.
Okay. Let me, Etta James, I'm writing this Pushover. Fran. And Every Beat of My Heart. All right. You betcha.
Okay. Thanks. All
right, good deal. Thanks a lot. Don't go away. All right. So, Fran recognizes her Earl Jean. Indeed. No surprise there. So we put Fran on hold for address verification. Well, I don't know why. I'm sure John knows it by heart. But Robert in LaGrange, welcome back to WGN Radio. Robert.
Yes, Raleigh. I'd like to take a guess on your bumper right after the midnight news.
Uh-huh.
Could it possibly have been Ernie K. Doe?
Absolutely. Ernie K. Doe, tee-ta-tee-ta-ta, you betcha.
Yeah, I was going by the piano style, too, in the background. Yeah.
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 Well, you're absolutely right.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, hang on. Yeah. Don't go away. That's right. We have one.
Okay, then.
Anybody guessing on the theme yet? All right. So it's you got to think of the artists. And that I'll tell you, the theme tonight, it's the artists who have something in common. So we have Earl Jean and the Cookies, right? We have Ernie Cato, right? And I guess that's all you've heard so far, isn't it? I'll play another two. And, John, when I told him what the theme was, he said, you got enough records? I said, oh, I got plenty. And now I'm thinking to myself, I got more than enough because I can't seem to be playing them. All right, so Ralph is in Rockford. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Ralph, are you with me, Ralph?
Oh, yes, sure. I'm always with you.
All right. Well, that's good. Many people are against me from the start. So are we going to do charts from this week in 1959?
Yeah, well, if I have a couple of questions before that, but
okay.
if I name you the date, 2nd of February 59 and 3rd February 59, then you know.
Well, but we're not going to do any Clear Lake, Iowa stories. We're just not. A lot of other people will talk about Buddy Holly, but we won't.
Yeah, well, I was talking about the chart of February 50, the chart.
Yeah, well, it is. It's February 2nd, 1959, and I can absolutely give you that, and I got it right here.
Yeah, okay, so I can do that.
Yeah,
do
you
that.
Ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, that was Platoff.
Yep, number two, All-American Boy.
Oh, that was, let's see, that was Bill Parsons.
Yep, absolutely. Actually, it's Bobby Bear, but the label copy got screwed up and got credited to Bill Parsons. You're right, on Fraternity. Number three, Donna.
Oh, Donna, that was Richie Valens.
Right. Number four, 16 Candles.
Oh, you just mentioned him.
Yes, I did.
Before. Yes, yeah, that was The Crest.
Yep. Number five, Stagger Lee.
Oh, that was The Night Was Clear and the Moon Was Yellow,
right.
Lloyd
Price. Yes, absolutely. Number, let's see, the next one, six, My Happiness.
Oh, that was Connie Francis.
Yep. Number seven, Gotta Travel On.
Oh, Gotta Travel On. Oh, that was almost like a one-hit wonder, Billy Grammo.
Yep, Grammo. On Monument. It sure was. Okay, so we move on up to number 8, Lonely Teardrops.
Lonely Teardrops. That sounds like Jackie Wills.
Yep, on Brunswick. Number 9, Lover's Question.
Oh, that was McFadden.
Yep. Clyde McFadden, you betcha.
Yeah, Clyde McFadden, yeah, you just talked about
it. We did, and somebody requested that, so we'll be playing it, if not tomorrow, certainly this week. Number 10, Goodbye Baby.
Oh, Jack Scott.
Yep, absolutely, you got it. Let's see how far you go. Number 11, Manhattan Spiritual.
Oh, that was almost one hit, one or two. Rick Owen, I think.
Yeah, Reg Owen, yep. Okay, number 12, Whole Lot of Lovin'.
Oh, Whole Lot of Lovin', boy, that was a hard rock thing. That it was the, that was a hard rock band from...
No, this is 1959.
Oh, 59.
Okay. Yeah, this is your week, yes. So we don't care about Led Zeppelin or CCS or any of those. We're talking 1959 on Imperial.
Oh, on Imperial. Oh, let's see if I can get that one. A Whole Lot of Lovin'. Can you maybe play it? Or?
Yeah, I'm real surprised that one didn't come up to mind immediately because this was a big hit and I know you know it. So let's see what we can do. Nobody would confuse him with Led Zeppelin. That's for damn sure. All right.
No. I know that. I just
here we go. Absolutely, Fats Domino. Absolutely. All right, now we move directly on to number 13, Tall Paul. Tall Paul, don't make me play this.
No. Tall Paul. That was one of those old things. Yeah, I think it was by Ray, what was it? Annette?
Yes, absolutely. Annette Funicello, Tall Paul.
That was Disneyland.
It was. Number 14 is The Diary.
Oh, The Diary. Oh, gee. The Diary, that sounds kind of...
All right, give up.
I wonder who would write a diary.
This is just perfect for this person. Just perfect. It goes right along with everything else.
Oh, you mean in 59?
Well, not only in 59, but in this guy's records.
It was Perry Como?
No, not Perry Como. Let's see if I can give it to you here.
Maybe you can.
So, yeah, here. No, tons of hits, you know, come on. That's all you get. Who is he?
Oh, that sounded like almost a rock and roll singer.
It's Neil Sedaka.
Oh, Neil Sedaka. Oh, yeah, well, he was well known. He wrote many hits
many hits, and also also was a classical pianist.
Yeah, I know, he was very good. He wrote the number one hit for Captain and
right later, yeah, in the 70s, right? He came back with Love Will Keep Us Together.
Love Will Keep Us Together.
Right, but a lot of other things, too, of course. He wrote most of the stuff with Howie Greenfield. But it was interesting because he was so good at classical music that he was one of the few people who was going to play at the Kremlin because Russia was really enamored. And a week before he was going to go, they found out that he had rock and roll hits and they canceled his invitation.
Oh, I see. Oh, boy, that was not very kind for Neil Sedaka. Is he still amongst us?
Oh, absolutely he is. And he does stuff on like YouTube or Facebook or one of those, some social media thing. He does things in requests. My all-time favorite Neil Sedaka is Alice in Wonderland. I just loved that song. It's my Wimpy White record favorite. But he did a ton of things. So, yeah, he's still around. He's still with with us, and for a while in the 70s, when he was doing like the Captain and Toenail stuff, he did some duets with his daughter Daria. One of them, Your Precious Love, I loved his version of that.
Oh, that one, yeah, that was a good one too. That was by Jerry Butler.
That's For Your Precious Love, Peaches and Herb and all that, you know, but anyway. All right, so you won.
I would have two more questions.
Okay.
I'm sure you can ask them. First of all, it was very nice of you that last week for that gentleman that missed the Gilbert O'Sullivan, the song that he requested.
Oh, yeah, that I played it again. Yeah. I got some hate mail for that.
No.
Yeah.
I hope not, because that was just a very kind act of you. And there was just a gentleman that he said, Paul McCartney, kept there and said, he would have liked to compose a song like that.
Yes.
But in reality, Paul did. Because in 1964, he wrote something similar for Peter and Gordon, A World Without Love.
Yeah, but it's really, World Without Love's cute, but it's not of the, you know, I guess, deep meaning as Alone Again Naturally.
Yeah. So, well, Alone Again Naturally means to me without love. You know,
basically, it's a guy contemplating the end. I mean, Peter and Gordon, please lock me away, and, you know, I don't think so, but oh well.
Well, it's a world without love. I wouldn't want to live without in a world without love either. You know.
It was a big hit for them, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I have one more question.
Okay.
Here, and that was you just mentioned Betty Wright, the cleanup woman.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think she passed away.
She did.
A year or two.
Yes, it's been a few years now. Yes, it's very cancer. It was very sad. Yeah.
Oh, unfortunately, and then you weren't quite sure last week about Jean Knight, but I think she passed away too.
Oh, did Jean? I don't know, but Betty, I remember Betty when she was probably 11 years old. She was entering talent contests for WAME and WMBM, and she would be up there, and she would just knock everybody's socks off. And I remember, this is the early 60s, and I remember thinking, this little girl is going to go far. And she did. She was, she had her first chart record when she was still in high school.
Yeah, I know. She was 17, I believe, or something.
Yeah, well, for cleanup woman, but I mean, girls can't do what the guys do, I think, was even before that.
I don't think so. But do you know anything about Jean Knight? She only had one hit there, Mr. Big Star.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. She only had one hit, but she had a lot of good records. And by the way, she did a great answer song to Richard Dimples Field's She's Got Papers on Me. I thought was hilarious. Also, she later had done this song after Mr. Big Stuff and all that. She did one, Don't Ask for 24 Hours. And the other thing that she charted with, she didn't chart with that, but she charted with her version of My Toot Toot, the Rockin' Sydney song. Oh.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, Doggin' Around, and she did a nice version of Tain't It the Truth. Ernie Cato song. The answer to She's Got Papers on Me was, you got the papers, but I got the man.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
And I think now you almost got your news coming on, so I don't want to...
All right, thanks for noticing. I think we're actually already in the commercial break. I blew that, so you're absolutely right. I was doing so well tonight, too. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address. You got your top 10 right, but, it'll take forever to get anything. Don't go away. All right. So, we're in the commercial break, and the news is coming up, and then we got another half hour of this, and we have a wonderful EAS test. It'll be open book, no quiz. All right, and more coming up.
Shine on the the lover of my dreams, light up a pathway leading her straight to my arms. Send down your love light, magical queen of the night. Magic moon, sprinkle your moonbeams in her hair. She'll be an angel, twinkling like stardust.
Oh, WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And yeah, absolutely has a big hit to their credit. It's a group, and they have something in common. We played something by Earl Jean, the Cookies, and we played some Ernie Cado. And so, yeah, what does this guys have in common? We've got one more that we'll play before the night is out. It's a tough theme all the way around, but some of the songs I think are pretty easy. You know, I had a question. Let me get back to that because I'm going to be revealing it in the next half hour. So, in India, student protests have a long history, but one of the demands raises eyebrows. Students right now are lobbying for the right to do this. Do what? All right, so if you don't know my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. And Mike from Gainesville, Wisconsin, has been holding on long enough that, as far as I'm concerned, he's already a winner. So, Mike, thanks for waiting, and welcome to WGN.
You betcha. Thought maybe I'd win the prize for longest wait time.
Actually, no. And, you know, I pay for these calls, so it's probably not in my best interest to make anybody wait too long. But in any event, no. But I got a 5x5, and I think you're going to do well. You ready?
I'll find out. Yes, I am.
What does WLS stand for?
Oh, God. Let's see. It's a radio station. I have no idea.
Well, it stands for World's Largest Store. It was owned by Sears.
Okay.
All right. Going way back. Okay, so what does WGN stand for?
Great. Well, this will be a short. what is it? I don't know. Something.
World's Greatest Newspaper, owned by the Chicago Tribune. Oh, well. Yeah.
Well, I got enough time to ask her a couple requests.
Absolutely. Maybe? Are you kidding? And I promised to play them. You waited so long. Whatever they are, they'll be the first things I play tomorrow night. What do you want to hear?
Well, I would like to hear Don't Worry About Me by Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
And one that I don't know if you like it. I do. Tell It Like It Is.
Aaron Neville. Sure. Aaron Neville. Okay. You betcha. You'll hear them both.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. So, yeah, 5x5, just one working out, I guess. And, you know, someone else listening would say, oh, I know those really, really quick. You know, you either do or you don't, I guess, on those. Stacy Algonquin wants to do 5x5. So, Stacy, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'd like the 5x5.
Okay. There was a store founded by a man whose first and middle name was James Cash. What's the store?
James Cash. Oh, I don't know that one.
Think initials.
Initials.
So we know his name is James Cash, first and middle name.
James Cash. JCPenney?
Yes, absolutely right.
Good.
Yep. What was Franklin Roosevelt's middle name?
And Delano.
Okay. Who directed Jaws?
Oh, I know this. Oh, shoot. Jaws. Spielberg.
All right, Steven Spielberg. That's all right. You're entitled. You can as long as you get the next two right, you're fine.
Okay.
32 degrees Fahrenheit equals what in Celsius?
32 degrees. Oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, man, it's zero.
I'm not good at this stuff.
Yeah. All right, well, yes, stay in America where we use Fahrenheit. You'll be better off. All right, so everything else good, Stacey?
Oh, yeah, great, right. Great.
Well, always good to hear from you. Thanks.
You take care.
Okay, bye. Yes, indeed. So 888-876-5593. We have Mike, and Mike is in Elmwood Park. All right, Mike, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So we're going to do 1968 charts?
Yep.
Okay. This week? All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I mean, it can be any week you want. All right. So this week it is, and here we are. I am looking at the chart as we speak. Number one.
Okay.
Green Tambourine.
Lemon Pipers.
Number two, Judy in Disguise.
John Freed, Playboy Band.
Number three, Chain of Fools.
Aretha Franklin.
Number four, Spooky.
Classics Four.
Number five, Bend Me, Shape Me.
American Breed.
Six, Woman, Woman.
Woman, Woman, Gary Puckett, Union Gap.
Yep. Seven, Love is Blue.
Paul Marriott.
Eight, Nobody But Me.
Human Beings.
Yep. Nine, it was a medley, Going Out of My Head and Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Letterman.
Yep. That was number nine. Number 10, I Wish It Would Rain.
Temptation.
All right, you got all 10. You're a winner. We'll see how far you go. Number 11, Susan.
Susan Buckingham.
12, Hello, Goodbye.
Beatles.
13, Baby, Now That I've Found You.
Foundations.
14, Different Drum.
Stone Ponies featuring Linda Ronstadt.
15, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Mr. Marvin Gaye.
Nope. Think about February of 68. Oh. You can do it.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yep, absolutely right. Okay, 16, Ichiku Park.
Small Faces.
17, I Second That Emotion.
Mel and Tim.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, I Second That Emotion. You're thinking of Backfield in Motion, another wonderful
record.
Yeah,
that's what I was.
Yeah, but you did very well. I am very impressed. All right, hang on. Of course, it takes forever to get anything, and it's not worth anything anyway, but the certificate's a lot of fun. Don't go away. All right, so
okay.
We'll get his address. And we're so far behind, it's not even funny. Today is the actual anniversary of John's hemorrhagic stroke 3 years ago, and that kind of turned our world upside down, to say the least. And, we were planning to get things out that week, in fact, and then everything else has happened. All right, so we always defer to our first-time callers, and that, at this point in time, would be Jim, who's a first-time caller in Elk Grove, Wisconsin. So, Jim, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Raleigh. Right off the bat, I just wanted to say I read an article about you recently, and I heard about your medical issues, and I am going through the same kind of stuff, so hang in there.
Well, you too. I know it's frustrating as all get out, but you're sounding good, so hopefully the rest of you will follow suit.
Hopefully. So yeah. I was looking at first time calling, so I can guess some of these. So I'll try 1967 or however it works.
Well, yeah, you can pick the week, the month, the year, anything. If you don't pick a week and a month, I usually pick the one that corresponds to the state in history. But if you want another week in 67, you just tell me which week and I'll give it to you.
How about June 4th or somewhere
all
around
right.
that?
All right. How about June 3rd?
How about?
All right. Number one, Respect.
Aretha Franklin.
Number two, Groovin'.
Lovin' Spoonful.
Young Rascals. But that's all right.
Oh.
You're allowed to miss three of them in this top ten. Number three, I Got Rhythm. It was on BT Puppy Record. The Tokens produced it. Yeah, I can play a little for you if I can find it here. They're pretty identifiable. Let's see. And of course, I got Rhythm as a, you know, an old pop standard, but they didn't exactly do it the same way.
In this vast and troubled world, we sometimes lose our way.
Oh, is it? Not Frankie Valli, is it? Oh, no. Oh, I'm freaking out on me.
You remember the song?
Oh, yeah, I remember the song. I just can't come up with the artist.
Yeah, they were the Happenings on BT Puppy. They were originally,
I know the song, though.
They were originally the Four Graduates and didn't have any hits, and so then they became the Happenings on BT Puppy, and the Tokens produced that. They redid See You in September, the old Tempos record,
yep.
and Go
yep.
Away Little Girl, the old Steve yep. Lawrence record, and a version of Goodnight My Love that nobody should hear, and on and on it goes. And I Got Rhythm, of course, in 67. All right, well, let's keep moving. That's all right. You still you can lose one more, and you're still in the top 10. So number four, Release Me and Let Me Love Again. Please release me. Let me go.
Oh, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yes, absolutely right. Excellent. Number five, Creek Alley. Come on, you can do Creek Alley. I know you can.
Creek Alley.
Let me find it. Let me find it, because you know it. All right, here it is. No, I do not want the stereo version of it. Jeez, I tell you. All right, so here we go. We want the mono 45, of course, and you'll remember it.
Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, absolutely. Creek Alley, the Mamas and the Papas. See, I knew you'd get it. All right, number six. Him or me, what's it gonna be? They were from Idaho. Well, some of them. Yeah.
Oh, the Councils?
Nope. I don't know if I could find Idaho on a map. No. They were from Massachusetts, by the way, the Councils. But
okay.
No. Right. This was a group, Pat O'Day probably made them famous. They always played Portland and Seattle and Boise. And they dressed in get-ups.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were definitely costumes, yes. And you know who they are. I know you do. Let me see. Let's see. I'll let you hear a little. Not sure if that
okay.
helps or not, but we'll see. We'll see how you do. Who knows? Doris Day's son, Terry Melcher, produced it.
I know the song, but...
Oh, you're going to kick yourself. Yeah, you're going to kick yourself. Keep in mind... Think of costumes. No, the association did not dress in costumes, though maybe that would have helped out.
No, that's why I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah.
No, you know.
Dressed in costumes.
Because of the guy's name. All right, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Yeah, remember Paul Revere? They were those costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
That's why I came up with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Yes.
Well, they should have been. They absolutely should have been.
With the fluffy.
Yeah.
The fluffy. Fluffy collars and all that.
Oh, yeah. No, they just thought they were being hip, which tells you everything you need to know. But, yes, you did very well, though, for a first time out. So I want to convince you to call back again next week.
I will, Raleigh. Thank you. Right. I really enjoy the show.
Thanks for calling. All right. Good deal.
All right. Bye.
Good to meet Jim. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Paul Revere and the Raiders. All right. So let's see. Of course, I knew this. When I played played this, we have two immediately, and I just knew this. So both are going to be added to the winners list. We'll let Stan and Dearborn tell us who it was.
And the last one he played was the Rays, Magic Moon.
Absolutely right. All right. So, in fact, when I picked it out, I thought to myself, well, Stan and Jimmy P will know it, and both of you called. So, all right. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, there we have it with Stan. I knew they would, the Rays. Yeah, but okay. So now we have the Rays. We have the Cookies. We have Ernie Cato. We'll have one more coming up. And tell me what they all have in common. All right. Now, let me get Jimmy P here, too. So, all right, Jimmy P, we'll add to your stash. All right, Jimmy P, I think, left us, but we will. All right, so now one more. In fact, it's a favorite of mine. It is, actually. Coming up, and then we'll tell you what the theme was. And so, yeah, you got the Cookies, you got the Rays, you got Ernie Cato. Anyone for the theme? All right, coming up on WGN Radio. No, now come on, this had to have worked. I'm gonna find this again. Actually, I could do something else instead, but I kind of wanted to find this, so wait a minute. I'm not sure what went wrong, but I can make it right. Let's see. And probably before the show is over. All right, well, we'll see how we do on it now. There we go.
The monkey was arrested on a nonsense road. He sent for his attorney, Mr. Billy Goat. He said, Billy, oh Billy, go and wash your face. I want you looking good when you're pleading my case. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail, give him 30 days in jail. She want him under alimony. The monkey walking coat, looking at the judge. He rolled his eyes just like he had a grudge. Man, I say it was an awful shame when Miss Monkey took the stand. She want him under alimony. Alimony. Don't set no bail, give him 60 days in jail. She want him under alimony. She looked at the jury right dead in the eye. Even the judge began to cry. Round her head she had tied a rag of silk. She said, my daughter needs shoes and my baby needs milk. She want him under alimony. She want him under alimony. Don't set no bail, give him 90 days in jail. She want him under alimony. Billy jumped off and began
to shout. WGN Radio. Yep. Your Piano Smith is on piano there, and he co-wrote it along with this particular artist. And this artist's manager, who was Joe Corona, actually, but you would not know that. All right, but who is he? And it sounds exactly like his hit. Yeah, she won him under alimony. All right, that's what they're trying to say. She won him under alimony. All right, so, yeah, the monkey. Yeah, all right, so that's right. The monkey was arrested for non-support. So Robert in LaGrange knows who that is. All right, Robert, I'm convinced you do. Who is it?
Yeah, well, you know what? I thought it was Huey Piano Smith and the Clown.
Oh, well, Huey Piano Smith certainly played piano on it, but think of another artist on Ace, and it's not Jimmy Clinton, so we're going to run out of Ace artists soon as far as ones you would probably know.
Frankie Ford?
No. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, and Frankie Ford
that's
co-wrote
the only one.
It.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only other Ace artist I thought of right now. Yeah,
right. I figured there aren't that many. All right, as far as hits. So absolutely. So okay, now we know Frankie Ford and the Cookies and the Rays and Ernie Cato. What do they all have in common?
Oh, as far as the theme, I still don't have it.
Well, no one is going to. So I'll tell you exactly what it was. All of those acts had records that were covered by Herman's Hermits.
Oh, my God.
How's that for an odd theme?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, so yes, indeed. Want him on to alimony. All right. Well, very good. Yeah, they had fun on those sessions. We've got Naoto in Japan. So, all right, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Naoto? Naoto? Have we lost Naoto? And I've got his Myers-Briggs question, too. Oh, well, there's only a minute left of the show, actually, so it's probably not even enough time to get in Dave's Flintstones question, but are you hearing your requests, at least?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, then next week, call earlier, and we'll do some Flintstones.
Hey, can you play Anita O'Day Uptown for me?
Anita O'Day Uptown?
Yeah.
Anita O'Day Uptown. For Dave and Betty. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to hear it. I was telling her about it, so.
Okay. You betcha. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So we have a lot of thanks. For one thing, I thank all of you who called. Makes the show much easier to do, and I'm very grateful. We also thank Bob. I'm very grateful to Bob for all the great stories he sends me links for. So actually, when the show starts and none of you are calling, I still have things to talk about, and that's courtesy of Bob. So thank Bob. And he kept us on the air tonight, too. And other than that, of course, John screened your calls, and for that I am also grateful. But 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again, and I hope you will be listening. Better than that, I hope you'll be calling. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.